Yeah, we used to run these hogs in the field. Back when we had, Daddy had hogs, the fence was a lot better than it is now. You take this wire fence, if you just got cows, you can put up 3 or 4 strands of barbed wire in a bad place and just go right ahead with cattle and a good strand of wire on top. But if you got hogs, you only run them in the field, you gotta have good fence. If you don't, your hogs will be at your neighbor's house and he'll be on your telephone wanting you to get them out. That's why they don't many people have hogs no more. And what they do have is fenced real good. And they go gather the corn and give it to the hogs. You don't send the hog after it no more.
What do you call that area now that they have fenced in?
Feedlots. Rural houses, I mean houses for sales to find pigs, and you got sows in a certain lot, and then you got other hogs in it.
So if you were
going to
fatten a hog, though, if you were
put them in the feedlot.
Okay. And you mentioned a little while ago, you mentioned a dairy. Does that word dairy have any other meanings besides just this farm? For milk cows?
Well, a dairy is where they tend to milk cows and milk cows and process the milk. Mm-hmm. See, when he run this dairy over here, mm-hmm. Now most dairies, they milk the cows and it goes in a big tank. Mm-hmm. And it's hauled for what they call the process or processing. Mm-hmm. But when Mr. Hauser had this dairy over here, he processed his own milk. It went strictly off of that farm to the housewives in Lake City. And I don't know if he went out of Lake City or not. But when the milk left here on his truck, it was delivered right to the doorsteps. He had his cooler and everything, and he carried it in there. And that milk was milked, and it was heated, and then it was cooled. And on the milk today, you don't see cream. His milk would have cream at the top of the bottle that thick. That's right. But this pasteurized, what do they call it? Homogenized. The cream don't never rise on it.
Yeah.
But his did, the way he fixed his. When he set you 2 quarts of milk down at your door, it'd have cream on it that thick. Now how he fixed it, I don't know. I think he had to bring it to a boil, and then just as soon as he boiled it, it run over these ice tubes and it come out ice cold. Mm-hmm. And then he put it in his cooler.
Mm-hmm. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
They kept them down in the well. Mm-hmm. They'd put it in a jar or gallon container, and they'd tie string or cord on it, and they'd let it right down in the well.
Did you ever hear of people having a little building out back where they'd keep the milk? Or
some
butter?
Of them would, but through here, they put it in the open well.
Uh-huh.
Now, up in the mountains,
uh-huh.
Which we're talking something else now, they'd have these little brooks. And they'd lay it around in these brooks, mountain streams.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had water where the water was up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a trough in this little house, and they'd put the milk and butter in it and let the water come down and run through.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all that, but down here, these wells is down in the ground and they're not up on a hill. And the only place they could put it was in the well. Now they had smokehouses to keep their meat in.
Mm-hmm.